Okay. Good evening, everyone. So we mentioned last night the concept of Hataras Nedarim with reference to Hafrashas Chala, that if a person was Mafrish Chala and then the piece that they were Mafrish got mixed back into the dough, so we said unless there's 101 times of non-Chala against it, it would not be Batel, and the way to remedy the situation would be Hataras Haneder. Person would be going for the woman or her husband would go in front of three men and be matter the nether. It's this way the chala would it would lose the piece would lose the status of chala and you could start over again. There's another situation with Shabbos where Hataras Neder comes into play, and that is the following. If a there's a halacha. There's a halacha that a person is able to be mekabel Shabbos earlier than the zman when one is obligated to. In fact, not only are you able to, there's a mitzvah. You are supposed to be mekabel Shabbos at least a short amount of time before the before let's call it shkia, when needs to be mekabel Shabbos a little bit before. But one could be mekabel Shabbos much before, if they choose to, any time from Plag HaMincha and on, which Plag HaMincha is about 2.5 hours. Excuse me, not 2.5 hours. 1.25 hours before Shkia. So one could be mekabel Shabbos any time from then on. Now let's say a person was mekabel Shabbos and now it's still before Shkia, and then they realized that there was something they needed to do for Shabbos, which they hadn't done, something very important they hadn't done. So the one of the great Achronim, the Levush, says that one could be Matir Neder and undo or reverse their Kabbalah Shabbos, because Kabbalah Shabbos also, if you Mekabel Shabbos earlier than the required Zman, then it works b'toras neder. It's like this, the way at least the way the Levush understands it, approaches it. It's, and we accept this. That's why we're learning it, because we work with this lahalacha, that if a person accepted Shabbos earlier, it works through the mechanics of neder. It's like they made a neder to start to be parish from halacha and start keeping the halachas of Shabbos and to act in accordance to Kedusha Shabbos, even though it's not really Shabbos, and based on the clock, based on the sun, it's not really Shabbos, but they, within a short period of time before Shabbos, within the last hour and a quarter, you could take upon yourself to this nether. But if you realize that you didn't do something important, you would have the option of going in front of three people and saying, it's Makabel Shabbos, but I didn't realize that XYZ, and we'll give some examples soon. I didn't realize that the following thing I hadn't done. Had I realized, I would not have been Mekabel Shabbos. I regret having been Mekabel Shabbos early, because now that I realize that I didn't take care of this important thing, and they say, Mutalach, 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 you are released from your Kabbalah Shabbos, and then go ahead and do what you need to do, and then just make sure to be Mekabel Shabbos. Again, you know, sometime before Shkia. So, for example, let's say a person didn't daven mincha yet. In order to, you can't, once you're mekabel Shabbos, you can't daven mincha. Now, so let's, for simplicity's sake, for a minute, let's just talk about a man or a woman that's not, doesn't like candles, a single girl who doesn't like candles. So you have to daven mincha before Shabbos. And if you mekabel Shabbos already, you can't daven mincha. But if it's still early enough on the clock, it's still early enough to daven mincha, just that you are mekabel Shabbos, so you could be Matir your nether, undo the Kabbalah Shabbos, that's the way I described and defined, and then you can go ahead and do what you need to do. Another example that's brought, there's a tshuva from one of the great Sfarish Gaonim, the Ben Ish Chai. He has a tshuva about a situation where a person realized that they had not paid their worker. They had a worker who worked for them, a Jewish worker worked for them on Friday. And there's a mitzvah in the Torah, biyomo titein scharo, pay him that day. And there's a Torah says, v'lo savol av hashemesh, don't let the sun set without paying him. but the person was Mekabel Shabbos, and they hadn't paid the worker. And it happens to be they had even left town. So they weren't even like they weren't even right there. They could maybe like tell somebody else to pay them. They so they were Matir Neder, from what I recall, it's been the shoe they were Matir Neder, and got on a horse and galloped back to the town and paid their workers all before Shabbos. Another case relates to what we're learning about. Let's say you weren't Mafer Shchala. You made breads on Friday and you weren't Mafer Shchala. So we learned already a couple of days ago that if Shabbos began, let's say it's Shabbos, you know, even by the cloud, even according to the sun, it's Shabbos, and there's no backing out of Shabbos now, but you are Mafer Shchala. So they said if it's Chutz La'aretz, you're still allowed to eat from the food. If it, just leave a piece over, and after Shabbos, you'll separate from that piece, you'll separate Chala. But let's say it's not Shkia yet. It's before sunset, and you realize you are Mafer Shchala. And there's nobody else around that you could ask, please do it for me. Could you be my agent to be Mafer Shchala? If there is, just do that. Somebody who else, another Jew who wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet, say, oh, you weren't Mekabel Shabbos. Could you please do me a favor and be Mafer Shchala on my behalf? I authorize you, because it has to come from the owner, but the owner can make a shliach. So I authorize you to be Mafer Shchala for me. But and the same thing would be, let's say you forgot to do any malacha, forgot to turn on the light or whatever, you could have somebody else. You can ask somebody else to do it for you. Someone else who was not Mekabel Shabbos yet. Assuming, again, it's before Shkia and they weren't Mekabel Shabbos yet. But if there's nobody else around and you need to be, well, you say, well, if nobody else around, I mean, you have to find three men to be Matir Neder. Are you doing that? Well, maybe you run over to somebody else's house, but it's, I don't know, you didn't take the chalas with you, or it's just simpler, or your husband's in shul and you send him a message that, I don't know how, hopefully he doesn't have a cell phone with him when it's so close to Shabbos, but and he went to shul for Shabbos, but whatever it is, you call on the shul's emergency line, and you tell your husband, yeah, my wife's saying from the kitchen, you tell one of your children to run down the block to the shul, and tell Tati to be Matir Neder. I wasn't Mafer Shchala. No, assuming you see he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet. You are, so okay. Okay, but anyway, so that's another example of how you could be another example for why something you might be Matir Neder for. Another very interesting example, which I myself had the chus of asking Rabbi Yashiv about, was a case where a person had not put on tefillin. A man had not put on tefillin. That day, I don't know what the case was, but maybe he wasn't feeling well in the morning. I heard about it from someone else. He wasn't feeling well in the morning and whatever it was. And then he neglected to put on, he could have put on tefillin later in the day, but he forgot to and didn't. And he was Mekabel Shabbos early. And then after he was Mekabel Shabbos, he realized he had not put on tefillin. Now, you're not allowed to put on tefillin on Shabbos. So, but it wasn't Shkia yet, but he was Mekabel Shabbos. What should he do? So I asked Rabbi Yashiv, obviously not on the spot for this person. I asked, and sometime later after I heard about the Shaila, and he said exactly this. He said it should be Matir Neder and then put on tefillin. But that's provided, and now this is all provided, and Rabbi Yashiv mentioned this to me specifically, that's provided he didn't daven Mariv yet. If he already davened Mariv for Friday night, you know, Shabbos Mariv, you can't do this. Because then all the brachas, your whole Mariv will end up being a brachal of Atala. Yeah, all your brachas in Shemoneh Esrei and everything is brachal of Atala, because you davened your Friday night Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, and now you just turned the clock back and you just made it Friday. So you turn everything to brachal of Atala. So you can't do that. So I believe the same thing is true. If a woman lit candles already, that's why I gave the example before of a single girl or a man. But let's say it's a woman who lit candles, and then she remembers she didn't do one of these things, then I don't believe she could do it. She lit candles already, so she was Mekabel Shabbos. First of all, she was Mekabel Shabbos more, let's say, more firmly than just simply by stating, I hereby Mekabel Shabbos. And also, you know, it would certainly make her halakas neros l'chora would be nullified, and the bracha would be nullified. So she'd have to do it again, even though, yeah, you could be Mekabel, you could light candles without being Mekabel Shabbos, as we learned. But when you lit candles l'shem Kabbalah Shabbos, I would imagine that if you're going to undo your Kabbalah Shabbos, you would have to once again light again. And so I don't, once a woman lit candles, I don't think she has this eitzah. But if you didn't light candles yet, so most women, I didn't hear what you said. Okay, but most of them won't have this situation then, because they're typically not Mekabel Shabbos until they light candles, obviously, otherwise they can't light candles. But it applies to men, and it applies to women who are not lighting, girls who are not lighting, that you have this eitzah of being matrid neder.
Grown up children in the house.
Yeah, my wife's saying grown up children. Yes, I understand. Okay.
They could be matrid.
Right. Okay. So somebody who didn't light candles and didn't have a marv yet could be matrid neder, and that reverses their Kabbalah Shabbos, and then they're able to take care of. Now, we don't do this just because, something minor or something insignificant. Think about something significant, like you didn't do a mitzvah, you didn't do a mafresh challah, even though you could get away with it, like I said, in chutzaris, but it's better to be mafresh in advance, much better. Or you didn't pay your worker, you didn't put in tefillin, didn't have mincha, things like that, things like that, which are of critical nature. This would be an eitzah for a person who has not yet, as I said, lit candles and have marv. This would be an eitzah. Okay, we will pause here, and as is Hashem, hope to continue tomorrow. Take care. Have a good night.